This is the August 20th meeting of the Strategic Planning Workshop. We do not have a quorum requirement, but here so far are Margie Wilkinson, Adriana Casanova, Tony Norman, myself, and we'll include other people as they come online. I want to begin with a report back from conversation with John Prophet, which I had promised I would do at the last meeting. John is very interested in working closely with this group. He will be at all of the meetings when he comes back from vacation, and he has promised to give us a critique of what's been done so far when he comes back, and whatever else we have ready for him at that time. I would like us to have a sort of working first draft of a strategic plan with enough specificity in it that it can be critiqued and he can see what kind of actions are needed to move it forward. You all have the notes that I sent out so far of what we've discussed so far. There's a framework there which has sort of an overall sense of where we might be going with some specificity in it. What I'd like to do tonight is, first of all, for the people who haven't had a chance to comment yet, or which I guess would be just Margie, to give you a first shot at your take on that, what you think of it, what kind of changes you'd like to see, what you like about it, whatever you want to say about it. Basically, this is an opportunity to continue to get some ideas on the table for where we want to go. So after that, I'll give everyone else a chance to share what they would like to see discussed this evening. Is that acceptable to folks? Any objection to proceeding in that way? Okay. Hearing none, Margie, you haven't had a chance yet to speak to this. Would you like to do that?
Sure. The problems seem to me to be so enormous that I think I sort of respond positively to any any sort of big or little suggestion. I want to say that we continue to find ourselves handicapped by internal disputes that seem to be sort of endless and are very expressed in ways that are extremely or extreme. People say really terrible, dreadful things to one another, especially on email. One of the observations I made was that it seemed to me that when we had an in-person meeting, I saw people who I would never have imagined having conversations with each other talking, but then we go back to home base and people send just dreadful messages out saying dreadful things about other people, and I don't know what to do about that, because I feel like we need to find a way forward that allows us not to, I'm not talking about, I think it's okay, I think it's important, in fact, that people disagree and have different ideas and different approaches, but I think it just handicaps the organization, and it makes us an unattractive place to be when those differences of opinion are expressed in, you know, virulent name-calling nastiness, and So I'm starting to focus on that, but it seems to me that it really is important to think about that. I have thought a lot about questions of mediation and stuff like that. When Summer locked herself in the national office, I asked her on several occasions if she would agree to participate in some kind of mediation to resolve that. You know, I felt like she ought to be out of there. She thought she ought to be in there. And I thought, you know, while we're waiting for, and the police wouldn't move without a court order, so we needed, you know, and that happened eventually, but we needed, there was time. And in that time, I thought perhaps we could resolve it without going that far. I believe in mediation. I don't know how it would work inside Pacifica. I don't know if it's even worth talking about, but it's an issue that I care about a lot, and that I think we need to think about it and see if we can come up with that, because I feel like it's we're impeded not necessarily by the differences, but by the history of the differences and the way in which differences are expressed. Okay, so that's what I have to say. We need money, you know, obviously, and I think there are things we can do. I know that John is thinking about doing some kind of a major mailing from the national office. I think that we need to figure out ways.
Hi, Janet Coleman. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Janet.
I'm glad you're here, Janet.
Margie's just rambling here.
Hi.
I'm done. That's it. You know, I don't have anything else to say. I'm sorry I wasn't able to join you previously, but I plan to participate from here going forward.
Michael Novikon. I have the wrong code for some reason from the PNB and KPFT, et cetera, but I'm interested in.
Can you speak more clearly?
I said this is Michael Novick. I was sent the wrong code somehow by the PNB at kpftx.org, but I'm interested in participating. I'm LSB treasurer at KPFK.
I'm delighted you're here, Michael. And I know you participated at the Los Angeles in person. And some of what we're talking about, I think, is a follow-on of what you were suggesting. I've asked Janet and Michael, before you got here, I asked the people who hadn't had a chance to comment yet. I wanted to give them first crack at doing so about what's already out there in terms of strategic planning. And I will do that in a moment, but I wanted to respond to Margie, and I'll give anybody else a chance who wants to respond to Margie about the mediation, which was, we actually did it at KPFT in the very early days. There was, it was terrible. People were trying to get each other fired. From a hospital, for instance, from their professional work. It really worked. I mean, we had a couple of issues. I was involved in one of them. There were other people, one or two others that, we had a professional arbitrator come in, and it really did chill things out. And to some extent, we've never had the level of vitriol that we began with since then. So I think it can be workable at the very least. Anybody else want to comment on what Margie was saying about the need for really a culture shift at Pacifica if we were to be able to work together on anything? Okay, Janet, would you like to go next? Would you, any comments?
I feel in a way so far in the fiery reaches of hell with my beautiful station, you know, I feel like we're in flames, and it's very hard for me to think strategically when I know how close to what looks like the end is, unless, you know, the miracle cure comes in. But even then, I am not feeling optimistic about the way this is all being handled or discussed. You know, people kind of don't... I mean, a phoenix can rise again, but I assume that's what strategic planning is. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be right. Yes.
All right. Well, I just happen to have agita about it, right? You know, this time I hope get over it with sufficient medication. But it's to me very distressing. You know, in a way that's too exciting and not methodical enough. And I don't know if that's the, you know, angriness, the ineffectuality that people feel about themselves and their ability to make it, you know, tap the, you know, the magic button to make the thing work. But I think people do believe the worst of each other. And that's a problem.
I think it is. And in some ways, I think it's really a contradiction to what most of the people who are in the network and care about it and want to see it function really hold as a political ideology. In some sense, it's at least for me anyway. It's wow. Really that. The goodness of people is sort of part of yeah. Parcel of where you begin from. Michael, did you want to comment on the strategic planning so far and the document that's... I don't know if you've seen it, actually.
I tried emailing you this before. I haven't seen that document.
Let me send it to you right now.
I'm on the mnovic.kpfklsb@gmail address at the moment. So
okay. Let's see. That's the one you sent it on? No, kpfklsb. Yeah, I got that. That's the one right here. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm about to send that. And... There it is. I'm going to send also some further suggestions that I want to include tonight, and Michael, when you get it, I'll give you a chance to sort of look it over if you'd like, and then respond. I'm also going to send to the to a whole PMB really. And Michael,
So I just got the notes from July 16th, is that right? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yep. And these are, let me see where it is here now.
George, is Tom Pound mute the correct mute for this?
Tom Pound won't mute you, yes.
Okay.
So I've also sent them a couple of additions to the plan, which are specific. And one of them, I'd also like to recount a conversation I had. One of them involves what's going to be the mechanism for choosing both organizations we want to work with, organizations we want to put on some programs that they need to have done, they're trying to reach people, how we're going to help them do that, as well as who's going to do it, who within the network is going to produce it. What we had suggested was that the program directors elect one of their members to run for to essentially be the national program coordinator for a period of at least 6 months. I think we decided that at the last meeting. That should be a fairly long period of time. When essentially it would be his task, at the very least, to find the people to produce the events that we're trying to use for outreach for ourselves and for being of service to the progressive networks that are building in this country. I spoke with Ernesto, the program director at KPFT, just a little while ago, and I asked him whether he thought that was a reasonable suggestion, whether he thought that would work, whether it was something that could be done. And he said they're already kind of doing it. They're discussing, particularly in regard to breaking news, how can they put something on the air quickly? Who's going to produce it that's relevant to some issue that's coming up? So he liked it. He thought it was a good idea. And the one thing I wanted to add to this, and I think it's critical, is that there'd be some means of deciding which shows you want to put on the air. So with breaking news, it's sort of obvious you got something in front of you. But with sort of longer term things where people are trying to, you know, reach out and develop some part of a movement, they might have a month lead time. They're going to try to produce something. They'd like to produce something. I'm suggesting that we solicit those kinds of things from basically from the progressive community that's out there already, people who are already in motion, trying to make this thing work. And anticipating that we're going to have more people wanting to actually work with us than we have, you know, time to do it with and resources to handle, I thought it'd be useful to have some group of people who were deciding on what shows we want to do, what kind of issues do we want to you know, help propagate. These are fundamentally political questions. They also have, for us, I think they also have a financial aspect, in that the idea behind this was that by working with these other groups which already have a constituency, that we can reach out to people who are maybe not familiar with us and be useful to them. Clearly, the larger the group, the more significant that is for us, but that certainly isn't the only criterion. So I sent along these my suggestions. I don't know whether they've actually gone out yet. Yeah, specific additions. I had two. One was to create an advisory panel to assist National Program Director in evaluating program proposals. And I didn't quite know how to create such an advisory panel. One suggestion was...
But can you repeat that, George?
Oh, Benito, welcome. Is anyone else... Did anyone else just arrive? No, okay. So... just to recap a little, we have been suggesting now for a couple of sessions of this work group that we have a national program director elected from the five program directors, who would be essentially the point person in making these special events, national or local, happen. Well, if they're local, the local program director can do it, but certainly for national special events, we need to have somebody has to do it, and that was the suggestion. And then the question was, well, just which events do you choose? Which issues do you choose to do right now? What do you think has got the most, going to have the most impact right now, the most outreach for us, the most effect on the actual political dynamic? And we could leave it up to just whoever was elected, but it seemed to me that that's something that it'd be useful to have a panel of advisors, at least, who were sort of tuned into what's happening and had some people sort of trusted their judgment about it. And so that was something I'd like to add to the proposal, which is that that we create an advisory panel somehow for the to work with the National Program Director. There was one other thing that I wanted to suggest. We had said as part of the strategic plan, make widely available to such groups, meaning progressive groups in the country who would find it useful to have a national audience and to work with Pacifica on that. The means to request these resources both locally and national. So my suggestion was basically to put it out there widely all at once, place ads in progressive magazines, blogs, websites, including Pacifica's and all five stations and affiliates willing to place them, inviting progressive groups to make proposals for local or national shows, and then put details of how to apply on Pacifica website. So basically invite the entire progressive community to work with us on things that they're working on things that they would like to see, that they could use our help with in get it done. So those are my two suggestions, which I'd like to get some response from you all here as to whether you like including them or not. And then basically I'm open to anything else you want to talk about that you think ought to be in there, or things, if there's something in there you don't like, things you'd like to take out. Any response, first of all, to the first suggestion about as a way of announcing to the world that Pacifica is on a new track and we invite you to join with us, saturate the progressive media to the extent that we can afford to, and put the word out and essentially provide a means for people to get back in touch with us and how they can actually work with us.
George,
does anything to the side?
Okay, I heard Mark first.
Not to the side. I just have a question for me, point of information.
Okay, what's your question?
So these two ideas, is tonight the first time you're suggesting them, or were they in one of your
Yeah, questions? No, this is the first time I'm suggesting them. They fit into the framework which we created a while back, but this is the first time I've suggested these things.
Okay, well, after Margie, if you can put me on spec.
Okay. Margie, go ahead.
Okay. So I have a couple of responses. First of all, the program directors really are wonderful. They're, I think, for the most part, overworked, although there may be some that aren't, but I worked with them very closely during the time I was serving as IED, and that my sense was that they all had pretty monster jobs that they had to deal with. But the fact of the matter is, they're very willing, and they already did a couple of things, and I don't know if they got any credit, and I don't know how things actually worked out. They worked together to put on the air a huge demonstration around the Black Lives Matter that took place in Washington, D.C. One of the Washington people will probably remember. It was fairly soon after the events in Ferguson, and we had very little lead time. It was like a really, a couple of days lead time. But they were able to coordinate through D.C. and L.A. and some stations, broadcast at some stations, used it. Some of our affiliates used some or all of the material from that event. And it was because the program directors coordinated with one another and were able to pull this thing off in a big hurry, in a very last-minute thing. So I know this is possible, and I think it's a good idea, and I think if we gave, if Pacifica actually put a little energy into acknowledging how important this was, I think we could do more. The other thing I wanted to say was about George's notion of like a group, an advisory panel or something, and I think we should think about that. I think it would be important to have an advisory panel that's not part of our that doesn't flow from our internal structure, that would be people outside of the network. And I know that's like, you know, thinking may not be appeal or be attractive to some people, but we're so riddled with internal politics and people fighting over things that I think that for this to function, we would need to reach outside and find people who are community leaders, organizational leaders, who are willing to do this, who are willing to be called upon to think about how we would work, you know, what we could put on the air that would meet people's needs and would also excite audiences. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Sorry.
Anyone want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Janet?
It's sort of a comment about both your idea, George, and sort of amalgamated with Margie's. I would like you to think for a moment of the reverse kind of a, I guess it's a networking or linking up with other organizations, and that is that this advisory board who might or might not, in my mind, it's not really clear who the advisors would be, but they ought to know a little bit about the art and craft of radio and sound engineering and how you call up, how you show up on time, whatever, how to produce, circles of contact. And that advisory group select organizations and reach out and make friends, you know, so that we're not just saying, hey, everybody who, you know, you used to think badly about Pacifica, but no, we're really okay. Anybody, please come on board and make it more, I don't want it to sound, I don't want to make this sound snobby in any way, but to make it more more personalized, so that it isn't just some group and their mission that they can talk about on the radio, but that somehow we understand organizationally our similarities and how we can share our strengths. But I think it does have to be a little less, hey, y'all come. I hate to say it in a way, but I think it'll be more organized for a starting, idea if we did it first with the advisory board and one by one bring on the organizations, the partners.
Anybody else want to?
I just want to say I don't disagree with that at all.
Michael's inspector, I'll wait till after Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Go ahead, Michael, and I'll go there.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm not sure which fits in. I think that I like the idea of an advisory board. I think in terms of reaching out to the other progressive media, I think we should not just do a giant blast. I think we should look and see what's out there and try to make actual person-to-person contacts with people at some of the places. I know, for example, Brave New Films, which I think is here in L.A., is producing, like, documentaries, like, once a week or something. It looks like on their Facebook page. I think there are a lot of, you know, people that we could connect up with. I think one of the things you have to think about is sort of how to transform our potential, which is enormous, into, you know, sort of kinetic energy. And I think
yes.
That's just like finding certain issues that actually a lot of people are in motion around, and and that there are controversies around that we can play a role in clarifying with people what is at stake, what the issues are. I work on a newspaper here in L.A. called Changelings, and the diversity of politics and people working in that is at least as great as what there is within APFK. And we do not have the same kinds of clashes that happen on the local board, because there's a general agreement and understanding that we're not trying to take a single political position. It's a forum, and so, you know, we're planning like a symposium on Bernie Sanders, and we're going to air in the newspaper and print, obviously, like five or six different views from, you know, Black Lives Matter criticism, you know, the people who think he's the best thing since sliced bread, socialist critique of, you know, whites, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that we have to understand that it's going to be similar here, and that, well, you know, you know, the example I've given to people in the past is that, I don't know if you saw it, but there's something around the Immokalee tomato workers. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
People pick tomatoes, and there's a big struggle about that. So in the course of that, they showed the documentary, which was the CBS reports or something, about the same exact Immokalee tomato fields, except when CBS showed it, which is, it was like they were entirely black agricultural workers. And it was a huge expose that, you know, kind of raised the whole question of agricultural work and you know, made it an issue in the United States at the time that that aired originally on CBS TV. And I think that we have the potential to do that around a lot of things. So, you know, to throw into the list that you have here, which I like everything in the framework list, but I would talk about the question of education, maybe because I'm a teacher. But there are huge controversies about education, about privatization of education, charters, testing, Common Core, that hundreds of thousands of people around the United States are in motion about with all kinds of points of view, but it's ideal for something. So one of the things I propose here is like trying to see if we could put together a debate between, let's say, Diane Ravitch, who is like the main sort of ex-Bush person, now totally opposed to charters and privatization and standardized testing, and Michelle Lee, let's say, as two figures who represent total polar opposites in that question. And, you know, let them debate, you know, as an event. But I think that kind of approach to it will create a tremendous amount of buzz and interest and draw in people who have stopped listening to us or paying any attention to us whatsoever.
Let me say that I completely agree with that. We need to be a platform rather than a for contending factions. We can choose, you know, which issues rather than it's our political position which we're trying to get across. And I like Janet's idea too. I think that it would be a great idea. As a first step in this would be to enroll, I don't know, let's say five people. The first one who comes to my mind is the fellow who turned us down for executive director just before. I guess I can't say his name on the air. I don't know if that's
right. You can't, but we know who you mean.
But we, you know who I mean. I thought he was just the right kind of guy for this sort of thing.
Right.
And there. I can't tell you.
You shouldn't have identified him that way.
And now all we can think of is who this is.
And I know one or two other people like that that I would both have deep experience in radio and are deeply involved in the struggles in the country. And I think that would be terrific to you know, basically size and size up four or five shows. Michael was just suggesting one. I like it. But some specific shows. And then go with them. And you know, if that gets some momentum, we can go back to my earlier idea, which was to sort of, you know, you all come. It would be great if we had, you know, more people clamoring for our airtime than we had. But I do like that approach, and so I would like to sort of suggest that we adopt it, that we construct an advisory panel. I'm not quite sure how to do that. Clearly, I don't know, any suggestions about how to go about doing that?
Well, I think we might assess some of the skills that are needed for such a council, you know, an advisory group, you know, knows a lot of people, has a lot of ties to people throughout the progressive movement, can do charts and, you know, and formats, is a great IT person. I don't know. I mean, you know, something engineer, whatever. I think that those skills are things we should think about in terms of what it is we want. We're talking about producing stuff nationally, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, we really need to make sure the production, whatever we're doing, is going to be, you know, a hit.
Right, top drawer.
Yeah, and it could. I could see like a prison show from every area in our in our network. You know, everyone has some community to refer to, and some literature and some poetry and some smart people and some dedicated. You know, I mean, so it's like that kind of thing. That would work in five. Areas and dot all the affiliates too, hopefully, and you know, and that we would have input from those different signal areas, so we'd have some gather intelligence about what people are universally concerned about. Progressives are universally concerned about.
Anyone else want to speak to that question of how to create an advisory panel?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, Benito. Go ahead.
So, first of all, let me say I agree with what Janet said, what Margie said, what Michael said, and what George said in reaction to all of the above. But let me say this. First of all, with regard to Margie's statement, I like that idea of having outside people. I don't know that the advisory group should be exclusively outside people, because I do think that there's something to be said for knowing the politics within Pacifica. But I agree absolutely that it should not be dominated by it. Maybe just have a few Pacifica folks, somebody from the station or something, and but have mostly outside people, number one. Number two, I am somewhat concerned with the idea of advisory, anything. And my experience working or trying to work with TVs or GMs, whatever, is that they don't pay no mind to nothing that any of us have to say about anything.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I'm very leery of anything called advisory. I don't have a suggestion at this very moment, but I just think it's got to be more than advisory. And maybe there's some division of labor that can be worked out. Like, for instance, I know that at PFW a few years ago, we were trying to work out a division of labor on how programs should be evaluated. And what we were saying was that, all right, so maybe the PD, you know, she or he is the profession on, so they're the ones that should evaluate the show and the programmer for quality of presentation, or what Janet said about radio craft and art and craft of radio. But that the listeners, the LSV, et cetera, are, should be maybe evaluated through the evaluation with regard to mission, whether their programming conforms to mission. So things of that nature, some kind of division of labor, but just regular advisory committee is just that idea bothers me. And I would also agree with George's idea of a perfect individual to invite to one part of this group would be, like you said, the person that turned it down 3D. Because they would have a sense of national movement. The other thing that hit me, though, was with regard to the idea of reaching out to any and everybody and asking them to provide ideas of shows.
Yeah.
I think that would be dangerous. And number one, I think we would be swamped. But number two, and I don't see why we would want to put ourselves through that. And number two, I think it's raising expectations too much. And I don't know that we're really trying to, I don't know that we should be trying to invite people to do shows. Or maybe you meant episodes on the show or something. Maybe I'm not too clear on what you meant, George.
I meant special events. I didn't mean continuing shows.
Oh, okay. So special events, yeah, absolutely. I think the idea is that they submit ideas for issues and events that should be covered. And in that sense, then Pacifica becomes, like you said, George, a platform for movement groups to be able to spread their word.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can I talk to?
I heard a couple of other people.
Oh, okay.
So has anybody hasn't spoken yet would like to speak?
This is Tony.
Tony, okay, you got the floor.
Yeah, I think the advisory is a good idea. I mean, technically, that's all we really can do and recommend. Anything with any more teeth will require some sort of bylaw change, and we know how controversial that can be. But I think it's just a simple matter that even the board and executive director can recommend an advisory group, and that's just a simple motion that can be done. So that's something that's practical and doable as an advisory group. But also we need to have a role scope and mission of what this advisory group, who it is actually advising. Is it advising the board or the executive director or the organization? So I think it's a good idea and concept, and I think it can be easily instituted. It's something, I think that's something that should come out of this particular strategic planning. We should do things that are practical and doable. The more grandiose and ideological they are, the more they're not going to be achieved. But I think we should come up with practical, doable solutions out of this strategic planning session that's doable in a short, hopefully a short as well as long-term time period. But something that the board, I mean, this group, I would be making recommendations to the P&B and even local boards, but something that could have recommendations that are doable that the board can institute and the executive director can do. But I like the idea of the executive council. But also, I also like that the approach in the progressive groups, but not just having it wide open and everybody come in and sort of peddle their wares, but at least have it where, you know, we can some extent filter, go, not so much, I don't want to say filter, but at least have some sort of not lose control of it, that anybody from the outside can just come in and take over Pacifica or radio stations or anything that's happening. But if we have some type of oversight of that sort of thing, and I like what in terms of approaching groups rather than having an open-ended situation. But but in these strategic planning sessions, that's why it's helpful if we can have instrumental people from all sides and both factions, so that it can be recommendations supported by all groups and all sides. That way it wouldn't be controversial. Some people oppose things simply because another person proposed it. But if everybody and key players and the various factions come up with these recommendations, I think it'll be, it's a start. At least you're starting with a dialogue and you start with a controversy. I mean, we can't achieve all these miracles. I don't think we're going to eliminate these factions because some of this stuff is structurally built into the bylaws, but before we can get to the bylaws, at least we can change the consciousness and the dialogue. And I think this is a starting point. And I think hopefully this is not just a therapeutic session and an intellectual session, that we come up with some measured, structured recommendations that are easily implementable and doable.
Thank you.
Let me respond a little bit, Tony, because this advisory panel specifically was to the national program director, who is going to be one of the program directors. So it's intended, certainly in the form that it's evolved in this conversation, to be people who are deeply connected in the movements, who understand radio, who would want to work with Pacifica and with the program directors in identifying the shows that we want to put on, the events we want to highlight, the organizations we want to work with to begin with. I don't think they'd have a problem, and this is to Benito's comment, I don't think they'd have a problem getting the attention of the program directors, since that's what they're for. John Prophet is going to be the person who's going to have to implement this anyway. We might want to put him on the advisory panel. I'm not quite sure how that would work, but it seems to me that if people buy into this, they're going to want to do it. They're going to want to hear. I mean, any given program director, whoever he is, doesn't have the connections, the networks, that a group of people who of this kind we're talking about would have. So they'd be delighted to work with them, I would think. Anybody, let's see, there was Janet, you wanted to speak. Was there anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to speak? No, go ahead, Janet.
It's to Benito's point, because I think it's a pretty serious one. It's about the difference between, I mean, it's sort of in our lap to create some mechanism, a group dynamic that will, gather steam and be a pleasure and really be great and should be continued onward. And that kind of elitism that happens from a little group of directors who are running the thing, basically there is always such a thing as keeping your elbows in somebody else's face. You're the in-group. And I don't know how, I couldn't, like, in 5 minutes think of, like, the way to avoid that kind of thing and keep it, like, fresh and fluid so new people are, come in to feed this thing. Benito, am I on the right track here?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just not sure what the mechanic is to ensure this extra level of democracy, which will help everything. If it was, legitimate.
Michael, who's that?
Fun.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Michael Novick.
Michael, go ahead.
I think it's important to put this in context. We're talking about the sort of, in a sense, strategic planning dealing with our financial crisis, and everybody, I think, is on the same page that it's actually programming that's going to lead us out of it. I think some things to think about in terms of the advisory panel is that we're trying to bring in to sort of help us ignite what we can do, people who are probably not currently involved with Pacifica and may not even be involved with radio. I think we need to have some younger people. We need to have people who are very social media savvy
We need to have people who have, roots in current social movements that are, long time shaping the political and social terrain of the country. And I think the point of such an advisory panel is to bring that kind of energy to bear on helping Pacifica sort of launch or relaunch itself as a significant element in that mix where the pre-existing infrastructure that we have can be almost repurposed to the current social and political terrain and the new generation of people who are grappling with issues and bring some of that fresh energy and fresh voices, which will then attract listeners that respond to those voices and want to participate in that effort.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear Michael. His voice sounded really garbled. I don't know,
sorry.
Michael, if there was something you could do. And then
I heard it fine. Did anybody else have a problem with that? With Michael's...
I'll summarize it briefly. I think the purpose of an advisory panel is to bring in people who have not been previously involved in Pacifica, people who are media savvy with social media, people from a new generation of activists that are struggling and shaping the political and social terrain, and that will enable us to use the infrastructure we have to make it relevant again to what's going on. And what we bring is the infrastructure we have, the stations we have, the affiliates that we have, the reach of the radio, but we need to bring to that table people, younger people, people engaged in those social movements.
Yeah, I think that was a very concise and right on the money statement of what's needed. I think there's a consensus on that. And a desire to have an advisory panel like that, and then there's the question of how to go about doing that. Still a little bit, I don't quite. Janet had suggested we first of all, the kind of people we need, and she suggested some, and Michael also in what he said. Also suggested some of the characteristics of people we would need. I'm thinking about how do we go. So I think this certainly has to be should be part of the strategic plan, and I think we should probably also try to put in some process for doing that. My first thought is everybody who's on this. Put together two or three names of people that they think would fill the bill. I don't know. Any thoughts from you all about how we would go about actually constructing such an advisory panel and enrolling people and actually being part of it?
Benito, to the stack.
Yeah, I got Benito.
Before we get into particular names, I think Janet spoke to this somewhat, and so did Michael. We need to decide on what kinds of people we need on this group. And so what both of them said makes sense in terms of folks that are media savvy. What would also make sense to me is people who are representative of the various people's movements.
Mm-hmm.
And again, of course, this is very sensitive because then the question becomes, who's going to decide who represents what constituency? And we don't want to start no fights here. I don't have a ready-made answer for that at this moment, but what I am saying is that the panel or group, whatever, needs to be representative of these movements. And some of them certainly should be media savvy. I don't know that we need all of them to be media savvy. We need some of them to be politically savvy. And so there's a division of labor there.
Yeah, my feeling is that I don't want to have an advisory panel of people who are all, you know, just pushing for their particular piece of the action, so to speak. I would like people who are, if they're going to be there for a while. I mean, if we're going to kind of rotate these people, it wouldn't really make much difference. But it's going to be about having some overview of, you know, at any given moment in time, what might be, and this is where the political savvy comes in. And I'm not sure how you write that into a job description, but have some idea at this moment, in this time, what's really useful. What do people out there need who could use us? What can we do that would work? And there's not just one thing to do. I mean, there are, you know, it's like there are many things to do. And one of the things that occurred when Michael was talking was maybe we should make a list of I'm not sure about that, of the kinds of shows that we might want to do. But in any case, I don't want them to be, I don't want it to be individuals who are basically pushing their own particular cause, but that have a broader view of things. And willing to give a hearing to people who maybe they don't even agree with. So, anybody else want to speak to this question of how are we going to put this panel together or who should be on it? No? Okay. Well,
maybe we just need to think about
Uh-oh.
It.
Oh, hello, I do. Briefly, George.
Yeah,
you have to get off.
Yeah,
I think what we could do, I mean, this isn't so hard for us, and it doesn't threaten any structure either. We could just come up with five ideas each of something and let our minds wander as to what people might, you know, be able to enact such a dream. And, you know, one thing leads to another. Basically, why we're trying to do this is some belief that we really are connected with a big, with a movement, you know.
Yes.
So if we find those little, like, acupuncture points, it would be, you know, good. And then we could go look for some people who were inspired in any of these things that Benito named, political, you know, savvy, media, whatever. Spiritual.
So I hear that as a suggestion that we not do it right now, but let's say in the next week, we think about and put together both a list of issues and kinds of shows that you might like to see, as well as some people that you think should be on this on this advisory panel. Is that the sense of what you were saying, Janet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there any objection to that? Okay.
Issues that should be included and individuals who could represent those issues.
If we can, you know, I mean, we have an issue and we can't think of the people, we should still go with what you feel strong, what you have an instinct about.
I would say, yeah, don't make it one-to-one. Again, for the reason I said before, we want people who have a broad enough view that they can see the importance of somebody else's issue.
Right.
Michael, is a sec?
Yeah, Michael?
So, you know, I think one of the things to think about is the situation we're in. We're trying to identify some national programming projects that would enable us to build our capacity to do more in the future. And so I think if we're looking for people, I think that's part of what we're asking them advice, their advice about is sort of what are some priorities of coverage that would be beneficial to the movements and simultaneously beneficial to Pacifica
to be able to serve the movements better in the future if we did these things now. You know what I mean? So we're looking for like a way forward that would actually, you know, get the, you know, sort of the starter motor for the, I don't know if they still use solenoids. I don't know if they're doing cars they might have driven and stuff. You know, you need something to get the other thing going. And so I think that's what we're trying to figure out is who can help us make a wise decision about that and maybe even bring some resources to enable us to make it happen along with what we have to bring. So I think to keep that in mind and to express that to them, to the people that we're trying to invite or solicit to join this, is that that's the purpose of it.
The purpose is that it's the opposite of specific. I think I'll have to get off now.
Well,
this is Margie. I just want to throw in one thing before we leave this topic. You know, what I do in my real life, which is not Pacifica, is I've become very active in my neighborhood, which is being threatened with terrible gentrification and you know, revitalization by the city, which means get rid of all the poor people, you know, and the people who, anyway.
Totally.
The poor and the vulnerable, goodbye. And,
okay, but that,
And,
did I ask Mayor Bloomberg?
Yeah, right. So, but I think, but what we have found working on this issue is that other groups that are working on sort of tangential, similar things in the city want to participate in coalition. I don't think we're going to run into a problem of people competing, you know, or fighting against each other or trying to use our willingness to engage in this process in a way that is detrimental to other groups. I think we're going to find that there's a hunger out there for that people want to work together and support one another and that they need a means of communicating that. And anyway, that's all I have to say. I just wanted to make that comment.
That's the vision that underlines this whole project, this particular project, is that there is that kind of hunger out there.
I agree with that too.
For this part, then I would request then and that everybody send, I guess, to this to this group, which is actually. Do we want to ask the entire PNB to make suggestions, or do you want to send the suggestions back just to this working group? Any thoughts about that?
Benito says that.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
I think that in order to invite the entire PNB to chime in, I think we would need to explain. Maybe we should, but we would need to explain the purpose, the whole project, so that people can have a context. And then, you know, if you wrote something, George, explaining the whole idea and about the national programming, national PD, and then this national advisory group, then maybe they could understand a little better.
This is Tony.
Tony?
I think it's better that we get suggested come to this group, because I would think this group would correlate and decipher and then make recommendations to people. Of course, individual PNB members, if they wanted to make recommendations here. But I would think it'd come here and then we could put together some coherent recommendations to the PNB and executive director.
Yeah, I wasn't very clear about what I said. I mean, I could solicit recommendations from the entire PNB, and I'd have to do what Benito said, which is to explain again, really, because, you know, we've been putting this stuff out there for a while, but I do think it still needs to be done to enroll more people in it. And that might be a good reason to do it, actually, is to explain what we're thinking about and ask them for suggestions. That it would be a way of, you know, bringing more people into the conversation. But I think it's what Tony's saying is completely correct. The suggestion should come back here, and then we should put together something which we can present to the as part of the strategic plan and present to John, hopefully when he gets back.
Michael,
yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I kind of shoehorned my way into this. I'm not on the PNB, but I'm very interested in strategic planning. And I think one thing that you all should think about is a way to generalize this conversation throughout the stations, not just the governance. When we discussed, we had a motion from our LSB for a strategic planning process, and I think one of the things we had to emphasize was bringing in the paid and unpaid staff and even the listeners through discussion about strategic planning. And so I would urge you to think about that, too. I mean, if you're soliciting, I don't know if anybody on this call is a staff member of the
committee. Oh, I am.
Okay.
And Janet is.
So, yeah. Good. So I'm just not enough familiar enough with all the other stations and who's on from what constituency, but I think that that should go out, you know, into the staffs, all of whom are concerned about their stations and knowledgeable and so on, and engage them in the process.
You know, I agree, and I just sort of started thinking about it. One of the things that I haven't spoken about that yet, which is in what I'm suggesting we put into the responsibilities for the National PD, is that the producing of these shows be open to all the staff at all the stations. That mm-hmm. is to say, we use all the resources. So this doesn't really become, the in-group at one place gets to do the shows, and everybody else is frozen out. I don't know how to make that happen, but that's certainly the intention. I don't know. Any thoughts about that? I mean, I just put in make producing of shows open to all staff at all stations. Any thoughts about that, sort of seeing to it that actually happens?
Benito does that.
Yeah, Benito.
Yeah, frankly, I don't have an idea how to make it happen, how to resolve the problem. But I will repeat what I've said earlier. I do think, and I appreciate you bringing it up, that it is an important issue that will have to be dealt with in order for this to work, because I know that at least us at PFW and myself in particular, so part of the criticism that we've had in the past about national programming is that whenever it occurs, you know, people look to us here at PFW, and then our staff folks get iced out for the final show. You know, so why should we participate? So in order, if this is to work, then those kind of issues have to be resolved. Because historically, that's what has occurred.
Right. Right. So this will be a work in progress.
One other thing I wanted to say, though.
Yeah.
I think we should commend, Michael should not need to apologize for wanting to be a part of this group. On the contrary, we need to commend him, and we should also ask him as well as other PMB members on the group that are part of this group to invite other LSB members to become part of this group as well.
I think that's a really good idea, Benito, and that would be one way of beginning to broaden the conversation to the LSBs. Any objection to that? And let me say that I must have thought four or five times that I should have sent Michael the notes a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when we first started doing this, because I knew he was his thinking was really part of what was happening here, and so I agree. Michael, thanks for taking the initiative and thanks
sure.
for being here.
No problem.
And let's do that. Let's invite people from your area that you think would contribute and that would want to be here. So I think let me make it as a proposal then that I'll I will write up the notes from this evening. We agreed on this advisory panel. We're looking for how to shape it. I'll make it part of a short restatement of what the whole thing is about. And I'll ask every member of the PNB to send in to this group suggestions. Is there any objection to that, or suggestion for a different way of doing it? Okay, hearing none. And we'll you all are encouraged to invite people from the LSBs. Or actually, really, the kind of people we're talking about being on the advisory panel. If you have somebody in mind like that and they wanted to show up, it would be wonderful. At least I think so. Any objection to that? But basically,
to both, you know, people from the LSBs to be part of this group, the planning group, and then also they could help to identify some of those outside folks for this advisory panel.
Okay. So, are there other things that anybody would like to bring up with regard to strategic planning and what we got in front of us, and things you'd like to add, or whatever else? Could be something new, whatever. Anything anybody else wants to bring up?
Benito, I'm just going to say one thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of those people who are not particularly enthused with that underwriting proposal from the affiliates director. But having said that, I will say this. I agree with John Proffitt that fundraising has to be seen as an integral part of the strategic planning process. And I particularly would say that the fundamental answer to all of that is changing the programming, which is what we're speaking of tonight. But we have to see it all in relation to each other, that's all. But we do have to address, we have to continue, let's say, we did have one meeting, but we have to continue to address the financial aspect of strategic planning as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else for tonight? Okay. Hearing none, then I think any objection. Well, let me say I think this has been a very useful and powerful conversation, and I'm about to suggest that we adjourn. But is there anything?
Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead.
I'm impressed because I think that we are a small group. That is a bunch of really valuable ideas here, and it's in a start. My only concern, and I know, I don't want to sound pessimist, because I really hope that we can work at this level, because it's the only way out. But what I don't know how we will avoid, or how can we keep the conversation so open. I think that we represent here a bunch of different, the people said, or people talk about factionalism, and it's a little bit of that everywhere. I mean, we are political animals, that's it. But What I like is us to be sure, in today's conversation, you can see that all of us, I mean, I didn't speak that much, but all of you that we are so passionate, you show how passionate you are about Pacifica. And in my way of thinking, it's a hope here. We need to be sure that we can convey to the people that are, I perceive like our friends, not to politicize that or use this group to vent our difference, just to the opposite. We will bring here just the positive thing, the thing that we can agree with. We let, you know, for the other part of the foundation, all the fights. I think that we can keep here the positive ideas. And if we can keep it like we did tonight, I think that it's hope for us. That is what I want to say.
Good. Okay.
Thank you, Wilson.
Great way to end.
Indeed. Good night, all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.